you know, the things that you hate most, they accuse you of, you know. Once you get the Bible in your core, once you read the Bible enough, and you get the mindset of a biblical mindset, your doctrine lines up with the Bible. There's no way to sway to the other side. There's no way. They can play all kinds of games and mind games and manipulation and isolation games and accuse games, accusing you and all that stuff. They can do a lot of stupid stuff, but it's not going to change your beliefs. You know, they're trying to get you. They're trying to destabilize people, to put them in cognitive dissonance, to get them to question the truth. You might say, well, why are things so crazy? Because they're doing it on purpose. Nobody can, no business or no government, nothing can function in chaos. They're doing it on purpose. They're just giving you stuff. Behind the scenes, they're running it smooth, but in front of you, they want to put it out as chaos. The very thing they're doing, they're accusing you of. They're the ones guilty, but they want to blame you. They're playing mind games. They're always playing some kind of little stupid mind games, like little children. Trying to destabilize you, trying to irritate you, harass you, whatever. Trying to mess up your vision. Even if it's a vision inside time, it really doesn't. It's okay. Yes, you're here. Might as well have some kind of vision. Might as well create a 3D vision. Hopefully you can create I used to think, well, if you create a corporation, it'll have perpetuity, but that's not true. Let's say you created a vision. And you created a corporation to win souls, even if it was selling a product or whatever, making a product, whatever. Let's say you created a corporation. When you're dead and gone, they could change the bylaws. They could change everything. Mess up your whole vision. You're dead and gone. Like Billy Graham. Who really listens to Billy Graham anymore? He became real famous, but the younger generation don't even know who he is. His name don't even come up. Maybe if you write a book, you know, like 1984 or something. Maybe if you write a book, you can have some perpetuity because it's all written down. But it's hard to get a theme across sometimes. In writing, it's easier to speak it, and they can hear your. You know, when you read something or speak something, people are interpreting what you're saying by the context. That's how this whole thing works. The context is how you interpret. When you interpret the Bible, you got to interpret in the context. You know, I used to fight with the Pentecostals. I don't do it anymore. They'd take verses out of context. I said, read the whole chapter. I told my ex-wife, I said, why are you just taking one verse out of context? Read the whole chapter. She couldn't understand the reason, which it makes total, it's just common sense that a word or a verse has to be in context. You have to read the whole book and the whole chapter and the whole paragraph instead of taking something out of context. And that's part of the problem with these religious cults. They take stuff out of context. And it really is trouble. And you know that they are a cult because they can't rightly divide the word of truth. And you know you're dealing with a ignoramus when you're talking to them and trying to have a sentence, a conversation, and they can't even hear what you're saying. They can't put it in context. They have no ability to logically communicate. You got to have the Holy Spirit. If you're lost and undone, I really can't talk to you because you have no foundation to have a communication. I really waste my time if I'm trying to talk to an unsaved person, especially a legalist or a person who's rejecting the Bible without even reading it. The Bible, if you read the Bible, you'll have to, and you read it honestly, you'll have to become a believer. And when you digest it, that means it becomes a part of you. When you digest it and it becomes a part of you, they're wasting their time trying to pull you out of the truth. But they're going to try because that's all they know. That's why they're here. Think about it. You're here to worship God. Why are they here? They're against God, so they're against the truth. They're trying to pull you outside the truth. Look at Solomon. 1,000 concubines pulled him into idolatry, worshiping Mother Earth, Asheroth, Baal, all their religion. That is the matrix, people. When you break the system and you realize it's worship, and it's all worship, and every moment is the now, there's nothing for them to grab hold to. There's nothing for them to do.